Hi, this is Coulter Van Horn, and you are listening to My Papa on the CVH podcast.
Yes. Good morning. I just wanted to pop on here. That's enough of that. I just wanted to pop on. Yeah, I'm a little ahead of schedule. It doesn't matter. I sat with a couple of young singers the other day, and you know, when do I learn the most? I learn the most when I'm talking with other people. When somebody asks me a question and I'm giving them my true and honest answer, which I always try to do, you know, that's usually when I learn a lot about myself. And you know, these are two young singers here in Paris, and they're wonderful people, wonderful, warm people. I've been around them enough hours to see and to feel their gigantic hearts, and these are good folks. But they're at the beginning, you know, they're at the early stages of this, and they have, like everybody in every field, when they're starting out and they're feeling a little bit in over their head or unsure or confused or a little bit scared or intimidated or whatever those things that happen when you're starting something, and they have just a little tinge of that, and I could tell, especially with one, that it was sort of creeping into the psyche a little bit, this sort of unknown part of what we do, fear of the unknown, or nervousness about your own abilities or confidence or what you want or what exactly it is that might make you happy. And we just started chatting, and it was just a nice, open, honest conversation. And I couldn't help but to tell, because, like we do, we all talk about ourselves, but I couldn't help but to give my own experience. And it went like this, and I'm going to give it to you now because I think it's important. It was important to them. It was important to me. It was important to our conversation and the experience and time that we shared. You know, it goes like this. It's this life that we're privileged to be a part of is incredibly special. My day is never the same twice. I have no Groundhog Day aspect of what I do. Every day is its own unique challenge. And I kind of drew this parallel to an idea, you know, a very simple one of a path through the woods, a well-worn path through the woods. That if you're going to go take a hike, you start, the path starts here, and you walk along the path, and you know, it's all very well guided, and there's not a whole lot of decision making, and you just sort of mindlessly step in the place that the person before you stepped, and the person behind you is going to step, and you travel through your time in the woods. And then there are people that just say, fuck it, and go right off the path and find their own way. And they have a challenge. They have to find their way through. They have to get past a difficult section. They have to twist their ankle. They have to get lost. They have to get bit by a bug. They have to be nervous because they can't see the other path. They can't see the other people. There's risk involved. That can be very intimidating if you've never been off the path before. And suddenly, those of us who choose this life, and this is not the only life that has this experience, is that we are forced to jump into the unknown. We jump into the murky water, and we just try and figure it out. We go along, and we learn to love the journey. We have to love the journey of this. It's not a stopping point. We're not starting today so that we end up somewhere. If that's what you're doing, you're going to blink by 30 years and miss it. You're going to miss it. The time is the journey. The time when it's hard is when it's interesting. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, it would not be fun. If it was easy, it would not be fun. My day is a daily challenge. I get up. I go to work. I have a clue of what we might look at. That often gets thrown out the window 10 minutes into it. I have no idea who's going to be there, who's not going to be there, who's changed. You know, what person in the cast is now gone? we had a disappearing maestro in this show. You get curveballs constantly, and you have to deal with it. This is your experience. This is what's happening right now. And when you learn to love the journey, this is the most beautiful life I could ever imagine. Some people need to stay on the path. If that's the type of person you are, then it's all spelled out for you. If you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, you'll get this. I can't do it. It's not in me. It's not in me to do what I'm told. It's not in me to follow the well-worn path that everybody else did before me. I can't do it. It's not inside me. That's not inside me. And I know the people that listen here are the same group of dreamers. And the dreamers want this special, different, exciting, changing life. There was a man when I was in school, a real nice man, who sort of helped out in the opera program. He was kind of a volunteer, and he would show up to things, and he was a nice man. We all liked him. He was older, and he liked to sit with the singers and chat with us a little bit. Really harmless, lovely guy. He had said when he had been a police officer in New Haven for 25 or 30 years. That had been his career, but he had always loved opera, and he sat with us and he'd said, "Oh yeah, I sang when I was young, and that's I always wanted to be a part of this. And so when I worked in New Haven and knew of this program and kind of became accustomed to it and offered my volunteering time, he became a friend of the program. And he sat with us and he said, I wanted to be a singer, but my dad was gone and my mom got sick, and I had to work to help pay for my mom." And he says, "You'll see, Christian, you'll see, life gets in the way of your dreams." Which was, probably a harmless comment when he said it. But I took it harsh. I took it rough, where when somebody older says, "Oh, you'll see," it doesn't always work out. It's not a bad suggestion. It was based in reality. It was based in his reality, and it was hard to hear at that time, because I thought, well, what's all this work for if life's just going to hit you and you can't do it anymore? I really think that in discussing with my friends the other day, this idea of you'll decide how far this goes. One of them was sort of just contemplating, do I want this? Is this the thing that I want, or is it going to happen? They were naming the things that were kind of in their way, and I just stopped and I said, there's nothing in your way. You're going to make the decisions. If it's important enough, you'll find time for it. You'll figure out how to do it. If life's in the way, if your partner leaves you, if your spouse leaves you, if somebody dies suddenly, if you have a vocal hemorrhage, if you have, all the things that's pile up against people who do what we do. It's about persevering. It's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting back up. I'm not the first to say that. And it just couldn't be more true. It's the getting back up part that gets me off. Everybody falls down. Everybody has a bad time. I never met anybody who just had a smooth sailing skyrocket career. And if they did, they couldn't hang on to it. 9 times out of 10, they couldn't hang on to it. It's the scrappers, it's the fighters, it's the people that decide something and then do that thing. That's where I get off. That's where I get excited. The people that have determined to not have a well-worn path life. We're here collecting experiences. It's the journey. It's getting to that place. That's the thing. That's the part of this. And when you realize you're in the middle of the good old days. The good old days is when you were trying to achieve it. The good old days is when you were on the way towards it. It's not the brass ring at the end. I got the fancy watch too. It didn't bring me any joy. I got a fancy car. It didn't bring me any joy. But let me tell you, I look at the time where I was coming up, the time where I was inspired, the time when I was knocked down, the time when it hurt, the time when I cried, the time when I felt broken. That's the shit that I look back on now and go, yes, that moment, that was the experience. I needed to go through that. This is why we're here. We're here to collect the experiences. We're here to work hard. We're here to blaze our own path. I don't want to work for somebody else's dream. I don't believe in somebody else's dream. I believe in my dream. That's all we get, guys. All we get is our time here on earth. I don't know. Nobody knows how long that is. You might get, some people get 6 months. Some people get 110 years. There's plenty of people who die at 20 and live 60 more years. plenty. I have determined to live until I die. We're creating our own path here. If you're missing inspiration, if you're missing motivation, fucking find it. Find why. Why do I do this? Why do I get up? Why do I have to have this? The thought of getting in a car and driving the same route, paying the same toll, saying good morning to the same people, sitting at a desk, looking at a screen, moving some papers, sending an email, going to a fucking meeting. This sounds like death to me. That sounds like, well, you press play on the music, and now you just wait 30 years. Rinse and repeat. Nowhere to go. Nothing to accomplish. You're working for somebody else's dream. Fuck that. Fuck that. I want no part of it. I want my dream. No matter what my dream is, it doesn't have to be monstrous. It doesn't have to be world domination. That's not the fire in my voice right now. The fire in my voice is doing the thing that you want to do. We're lucky. We are lucky every day. Every day that you wake up and you have air in your lungs and food in your cupboard is a lucky day. There are people suffering everywhere. And there are people suffering right next to you. There are people that have put themselves in positions. There are people that have let go of their dreams. There are people that made choices they wish they hadn't made. If you're in the position where, and these are young singers with no life responsibilities, more or less. I mean, you know, like everybody has responsibilities, but, you know, just people with nothing in their way. The outcome will be what you make it. You'll go as far as you go. And 10 years from now, whatever your life looks like, you can only thank or blame yourself. You get both credit. In the CVH system, you get both. You get credit for the good, you get credit for the bad. You get both. Nobody, you don't get to pass that off. Bad things aren't somebody else's problem, and good things aren't because God blessed you. I'm not into any of that. If it's good, it's because you made it good. If it's bad, it's because you made it bad. Heaven and hell are here. They're now, and we get to decide. That's the best part. We get to decide. Nobody's in our way. Nobody is in our way. You're in your way. You want to see who's in the way? Look in the mirror. That guy's in your way. That girl is in your way. She's the one putting doubt in your head. There's a trail in the woods if you want it. It's well-worn. It's path markers. Come this way. Go this way. Come over here for a great view. You could take a picture. And go this other way. Over there, it's dark. Scary over there. But what the fuck is on the other side? I want to see. I want to know. Murky waters. Let's jump in. We're blessed. We're blessed. Everybody I know is talented. That's not it. Everybody I know is talented. Everybody I know is beautiful. I'm surrounded by a bunch of headshots every day. Everybody's gloriously beautiful. These are not the goals. We're already holding the tools. And it's what you do with them. Where are you going to go with it? I'm not to be looked at as some brass ring holding winner. It's not what it is. I'm here because I decided to stay here. I'm here because I did not quit. I'm here because I didn't let life, and there's plenty of life. There's plenty of things you have to deal with. There's plenty of things that knock you down. I had to deal with all those things, the same things. Maybe I had some things easier, maybe I had some things harder. Everybody has their own group of bullshit. I did not stop. I did not quit. I didn't let the hard times ruin me. I the hard times inspired me. The hard times made me stand up even straighter. Fuck, now I have to keep more. If you want more, you must be more. If you want more, you must be more. This is a beautiful, wonderful life in front of us. And I'm not just talking about singers. Everybody has the ability. There has never been a better day than to start over. There has been never been a better day to completely throw it up and try something else. Decide to be a doctor at 45 years old. What's the problem? By 52, you're a doctor. You're 70 years old, and you go, oh my God, I wish I had played the piano. Well, start playing. At 80 years old, you'll have been playing the piano for 10 years. We can do what we want. Discipline. You find the reason why you want to do something, and then you just die trying. You'd be surprised what can happen when you die trying. People completely overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and wildly underestimate what they can do in a decade. We live in a time where everybody wants the thing right now. Well, if you're just handed it, it's not worth anything. If you're just given everything all at once, it has no value. You won't hang on to it. I had a friend who was born into massive wealth. His whole life was paid for. His life and his children's life and five more generations, it was all paid for. He was born into this life of extreme wealth. And he had the most beautiful cars God has ever put on this earth. And he was generous. Of course he was generous, and he would share everything, and he would pick you up in one of these cars, and inside the car was a mess. It was a mess. There were food wrappers all over. There were smears and smudges. It didn't mean anything to him because he hadn't earned it. It's the earning part that's great. It's not the money part. It's not the car. It's not the end result. That's not the victory lap. I have reached my goals 100 times over. The goals that I had as a kid, I have eclipsed. It didn't bring me any joy. The joy was going through it. I'm still going through it. I refuse to take a victory lap. I'm not going to take a victory lap. I hope I die completely unsatisfied, because then I will have lived my life. I will have lived a life. I saw a director I hadn't worked with in 10 years in Germany, and she was an assistant director who put up the shows quick, and she was great at it, and she was a lovely person, and I hadn't seen her in 10 years, and all of a sudden we were back in the same room putting up another show together, and she asked me how life was, and I said, I cannot believe how quickly 10 years has gone by. And she says, yeah, but that's good. And I said, what do you mean? Who wants to blink by a decade? She goes, if it was going bad, it would have gone slow. You must be having a great life. And it fucking hit me like a ton of bricks. Yes. Yes, it is going by quick because I love it. I love it. I love the journey. There's no Groundhog's Day here. It's not repetitive. I do things repetitive. I wake up and I go to the gym. I'm disciplined in my work. I'm disciplined in that stuff stays the same. But as far as the daily challenges that I go through, it's different every day. Constantly have to learn something new, try something new, expose myself, cry in front of people, laugh in front of people, pretend that I'm joyous when I'm dying inside, or vice versa. This is the beautiful life offered an artist. We're lucky. Whatever your work is, if you make it art, if you make it a challenge, if you seek out challenge and difficulty, this is the good stuff. Humans have this compassion, you know, this complex idea that we need to move away from pain and into pleasure. I'm doing it right now. I have a frozen bag of French fries on my back because I'm trying to get away from this back pain. I'm trying to move away from pain and into pleasure of no pain. Everybody does it. We all do it. But it's the pain part. My back has been on fire for a week. On fire. And I'm almost at this point convinced that it was supposed to happen so that I could find the pain of this character I'm playing. This man is broken inside, and I'm broken inside, and I feel it. I'm constantly reminded that my back is killing me, and I'm taking this pain, taking this curveball, and using it to become better. I'm using it to become more. If you want more, you have to be more. I am trying to get away from this pain, but I'm embracing the situation that I'm in. I don't now wish that I hadn't twisted my back. This was what I had to go through right now. And if you're going through something right now, you have to determine that it was something that was going to help you right now. You need that right now. Some people get sick right when they're about to have an audition. I had it too. When I was young, we could stress ourselves and all sorts of shit. Some people fall at the finish line. That's another experience. You collect that experience. You figure out, did I like this or did I not like this? What didn't I do? What was my preparation? Did I go out Friday night when I should have stayed in? I should have looked at that music instead of looked at that Netflix. I don't look good in my costume. Is it because I had that dessert? What's wrong with my voice? Did I drink too much? You start to learn and figure out and change. The life of an artist is this beautiful thing. And everybody's life can be the life of an artist. Some people are happy on that path. I'm not happy on that path. I want to go off the path. Off the path is where the interesting things happen. That's enough. I love y'all for listening. Blah, blah, blah. See you next time.